Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The International Writing Program at the University of Iowa has found a new way to inspire and support emerging writers around the world. This year, in collaboration with the Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs, they've launched the Women's Creative Mentorship Project, connecting young and emerging women writers with those with more established careers. And with me now are two women participating in the program, one as a mentor, one as a mentee, although they are not paired up in this program. First up, Yvonne Atiambo Awor, a novelist and essayist from Kenya, author of Dust and The Dragonfly Sea. She was an International Writing Program fall resident in 2005 and is a mentor in the program, on the line with us from Germany. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, Charity. Yvonne here.
Oh, thank you so much for being here today. And for people who aren't familiar with your work, as I mentioned, you just published your second novel, The Dragonfly Sea. Tell us a little bit about what you write about.
What can one say? I guess I write about humans misbehaving and trying to make sense of their place in the world. This latter book, The Dragonfly Sea, is a coming-of-age story, a little girl off the coast of Kenya making her way through the world, trying to find home. Those kind of themes, memory, desire, belonging, and what nations actually mean in this time of life in the world.
I mentioned that you were a part of the International Writing Program Fall Residency in 2005. What did participating in that program allow you to do?
Actually, I'm one of the anomalies, because I was there in 2005 and also in 2017. I was fortunate that it happened twice for me for different reasons. But the first time, what it did for me was kind of allow me to feel a little more legitimate as a writer. I came to writing rather late, having done a whole lot of other things, and then encountering a whole world of others who are in this literary world. It was a kind of a gathering of the tribe and understanding that actually one is not so strange, one is not so alone. It was absolutely amazing for me.
When you learned about this new project, the Creative Mentorship Project, what was your response?
Oh, yeah, it was a kind of yes, because the IWP has been a kind of a space of mentorship for me. And I am very enthusiastic about drawing others into the world of literature and the world of writing. And especially, I guess, women who tend to create more excuses about not doing the thing that they probably want to do. That was very much me. It took a long, long time to allow myself to immerse myself in the world of writing. And that would not have been possible without, you know, the guardians and mentors on the way. So I wanted to be that. It's such a privilege to be able to do that and be that.
Because you were fighting the pull of all of the other obligations of your everyday life, and did you feel like writing, pursuing that, was taking you away from that?
Yeah, at first, I guess it's a lack of confidence. Growing up in the part of in the Kenya that was then, I think it's a little easier for the new generation. The kind of the good work was you're rising in the corporate world, which is what was happening for me, or you're a lawyer, an engineer, a doctor. The idea of a career and a life in the arts was imagined as a path to penury and desperation. So even though when I was in school, I was good at, it had never crossed my mind that one could actually make a life out of the thing that one loved. It took such a long, long time to get there, to discard my fear and to run into the kind of people that would say, okay, we're not saying it's going to be easy, but please go on, please try, please do it, please, yeah. kind of, you know, the cheerleaders that one needs are on the way.
So tell me about the woman that you are mentoring. Who is your partner in this?
I've got two amazing women. I've got both happen to be from Kenya. First is Sarah Ochwada, who is, strangely enough, both of them are lawyers. Both of them are trained lawyers. Sarah is a practicing lawyer, Sarah Ochwada. She's, I think, one of Kenya's only, one of Kenya's very few sports and entertainment lawyer, and doing amazing work in sports law. But she's such an artist, had a passion for music, for singing, for dance, and for singing, and also for writing. But again, her family fell into that kind of the Kenya idea of, you know, yes, write, but do the real, you know, your real job is to become a lawyer, to do all of these kind of things. But I think she's reached the space and the place where she wants to venture into, you know, exploring that part of herself. And I'm so glad that I can be a part of that story.
Well,
the second is, go on.
No, go ahead. Tell us about her.
Okay. The other one is Stephanie Wanga. I met Stephanie, and again, I had no idea that she was going to be chosen for this project. But I first ran into Stephanie when I was doing a public presentation in Nairobi. And this young woman comes to me after the session and says, I'm going to drop out of law school and I'm going to write because that's all I want to do. I want to write. I kind of panicked because I imagined her mother calling me up to say, what have you done to my beloved child? Okay, let's have a chat. Please don't drop out of law.
But that hasn't happened, right?
No, well, she finished. She did. She kind of hung in there and you know, got her degree, got her law degree. Then she contacted me and said, the name she forgot is, she said, Yvonne, as I promised you, I've done my degree, and now I want to write. And she's kind of gone on to do amazing things. She's in SOAS in London right now, specializing in a kind of field around African studies, but embedded her own practice is going to be built around writing and literature. So I hope I can be of use and of value to these, both of these truly amazing women. And the world's going to hear a lot more from them. They're absolutely amazing.
Well, stay with us. We'll talk a little bit more about your relationship and your role as a mentor in a moment. I'm talking with Yvonne Athiamo Awor, novelist and essayist from Kenya, author of Dust and also The Dragonfly Sea. She is a mentor now in this new program from the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa, the Women's Creative Mentorship Project. I want to bring a mentee into the conversation, not one of Yvonne's mentees, but Paola Silva is a mentee in the program. She's with us on the line from Colombia. She is a curator and contemporary art critic who on two occasions has been a finalist for the National Art Criticism Award. And she's currently writing a memoir about some of her very difficult life experiences as a survivor of abuse and as a single mother. Paola, hello.
Hi, Charity.
Oh, thank you so much for being here today. And I just mentioned you're working on a memoir about your life, taking on some very, very difficult subject matter. Is that, it seems to me that takes a lot of courage to open yourself up and write about these experiences. Is that one of your greatest challenges as you explore this world of writing?
It definitely is. I mean, before I got into the program, I think I was just trying it on. So maybe writing it in a half-hearted attempt to put all the pain outside of me. But now I'm in the program and I'm doing it seriously. And during the last month, every time I've sat down to write, I've had to sit down and sob for a solid hour after every session, because I am basically recreating everything that happened, every smell, the quality of the light, what everyone was wearing, what was said, but mostly the fear that I felt and the pain that I felt.
How did you get involved in this program?
Well, that was actually a very, very lucky circumstance for me. I had seen my mentor, Pilar Quintana, speak at the launch of the Hay Festival in Cartagena, and I was immediately in awe of her. And
she's a very well-known novelist in Colombia, right?
She is a very well-known novelist, extremely talented. And she also writes about really difficult things. I mean, her writing basically left me shattered and so inspired. And one day I just went onto Twitter and the first thing that popped on my screen was a tweet from her announcing the program. And at that time, I had been saying that I was going to write for about a year, and I had written probably 800 words and stopped. And I thought, okay, so I will not get into this, obviously. So I'll just assume that this is an external deadline for me to write a first chapter. And that was all it was. So I sat down and I wrote it and I submitted it. And 2 months later, I got an email and I just couldn't believe it. I was flabbergasted. But basically, my involvement in the program came from admiring Pilar and just thinking how lucky would it be if she were able to read a paragraph that I wrote and give me feedback.
But you were chosen for the program. How did you react when you found that out?
I still have trouble believing it, you know. I called my partner. He was the first person I called, and I called my parents. And I hadn't even told my parents that I was writing, because this is actually also difficult for them, especially my mom. She suffers a lot, and she suffered a lot through this story. And actually putting it into, ink and paper brings another whole dimension into this. So I had kept this hidden from them. So I had to call them and say, well, listen, first, you need to know that I wrote something. And second, you need to know that I got selected for this program. And they were just unbelieving. You did what? You got into what? Can you please explain? I got into a similar situation when we were in Portland for the conference. Because I got to meet Ariel Levy, who's one of my most admired writers. And I was carrying my Iowa University International Writing Program badge. And she said to me, oh, so you're a writer? And my immediate reaction was to say no. And so it's a difficult reality to grasp when it's something that's so hard to do and something that I have been avoiding, really, for a long time.
What do you think your mentor has done for you so far? I realize you have a great deal of work to do together in the future, but what do you think you've learned from her so far?
She so far has taught me two things. The first thing is to be true to my voice. She and I have had discussions about language, because I wrote the piece that I submitted for the program. I wrote in English, which is not my mother tongue. And we've had all these discussions about whether I should write in English or in Spanish. And, if finding your voice as a writer is a difficult thing to do, then trying to do so when you're having doubts about language is even harder. And I actually submitted my first draft to her this morning, and she and I discussed about, the emotion that comes with your mother tongue or not. And in the end, I discovered that my voice for this text is in English, because writing in Spanish completely broke me. It is my mother tongue, and it is my emotional tongue, and it is the language in which all of this happened. So in the end, the conclusion is that I have to write it in English, because it allows me a little bit more distance from my own experience. But the other thing she's taught me is to be relentless. I think that if I weren't with her and I didn't, if I didn't feel responsible to her through the program, I could easily give up. I think probably the first time I sat down, finished writing 2 pages and sobbed for an hour. I could have easily said, I'm done. But I can't say I'm done. I am responsible to her and I'm responsible to the program. And just knowing that if I have to go through this, hard as it is, but if I'm going through this with her, holding my hand and reading my texts and giving me feedback and helping me avoid pitfalls and being better, then I won't give up. Not at all.
Listening to you talk about how powerful this relationship has already been, it's moving to hear. And Yvonne, I would love to find out what's going through your mind. I mean, I know you have these powerful relationships with your mentees, but listening to Paula talk about how important her mentor has already been to her, what does that make you feel?
Slightly intimidated, frankly, the understanding that the dreams of the precious dreams of another human being very much in your hands too, a sense of responsibility and also a sense of humility, and to just you know, I'm listening to Paula and I'm thinking, oh my, this is serious. This is a dream. This is a dream of another human being that one has been entrusted with. And I listen to Paul and I think, okay, this is now my own new recommitment to walking with my mentees, walking with these young and amazing women to the destination to which they aspire.
Well, I can't wait to see what comes out of these collaborations. It's exciting to hear this strength and inspiration being shared across borders. Yvonne Athiambo Awor, novelist and essayist from Kenya, author of Dust and the Dragonfly Sea. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much, Charity. Thank you.
And Paula Silva on the line with us from Colombia today, working on her memoir about her experiences as a survivor of abuse and as a single mother. Paula, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Charity.
And best of luck to you. We've been talking about the new Women's Creative Mentorship Project, part of the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa, a new way to inspire and support emerging women writers around the world. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.